Birchas Hamazon. Says Rashi, Birchas Hamazon litztarif legimel. That's what we say the oval is mitztarif. That's when they go to bench. By base oval, if they bench, so the oval is part of the zimun. A noble after the aninus, after the kvura, he's mechuyev in all mitzvahs, he has to bench also. So therefore, that you say is mitztarif means for birchas hamazon. And kikiyama Rabbi Yechonon, when did Rabbi Yechonon say that the oval is not part of the minyan? That's peshura. Peshura, that's the line Rashi says, kesho yechoyzim in a kever, after they buried the mace, when they went away from the kever, hoyoysim shura, son of oval. They make like two rows of people, and the oval will walk down the middle. Lenachemoy, to be Menachem Oval, then. Or Mashiv and Oysen, they put the oval in the middle. Then Oymdim Saviv, and the other people stood around him. Herminimus and Edrin, and Shur Pachas Meyud. That there you need 10 people excluding the oval. Like you need 10 people there, 5 on one side, 5 on the other side, and then the oval walks through. But Mashmawati were brochas then. So to say these brochas, you need to ask 10 people excluding the oval. For the Gemara, the Eloho, the Amr Rab Yitzchak, Amr Rab Yechnon, Mevorchen, Birchas Chassanim, V'yasara, V'chassanim min HaMinyan. And we had before, by Sheva Brachis, the Chassan is part of the Minyan. O Birchas Avelim, V'yasara, the Birchas Avelim is with 10 people, V'yein Avelim min HaMinyan. But the Yovel is not part of the Minyan. So, Lechur, what do you want to say this means? By the Shura, that right after the Kvura, when you go away from the Kvura, you have to have five people on one side, 5 people on the other side, and the other walks in between, and then you say, Birchas Avelim. So that's why you need 10 people excluding the Yovel. For the Gemara, Bracha Beshurim Ika. Like, for what purpose do you need 10 people there? There's no Brachas there. We don't say Brachas by the Shura. And also Menachem Oval then. Well, but we don't say any Brachas there. So what purpose do you have to have 10 people there? Where it says, Ella, ki kamer Rabbi Yechonon, Berachov, Enachnami. That we say there's a brachas, they need 10 people, that's brachov outside. So Rashlan's brachov means, kishimavar in esoval, sudarishoina. When the oval comes back, like before he comes into his own house, there's supposed to be a sudas havroa. So the first sudar, the first meal you eat, after the kvura, it's not supposed to be from your own food, it's supposed to be mishalachirim, from other people. Kedarmina b'mayakotin, and hayimavar in esa brachova. He used to give him this first meal outside in the streets. Then, when they gave him this food from the neighbors, from the other people, they used to say special brachas there. They used to say a special bracha. So that special bracha, you only say if there are 10 people there that are being menachem the oval. So you have the oval sitting and eating his sudas havroah, and then 10 people around him would say the special bracha, brachas avelim. So to say that bracha, you have to have 10 people, excluding the oval. So the Marav Yeloho, the Yom Rav Yitzchak, Yom Rav Yechnan, Mevorchem Birchas Chassanim Yasara, Kol Shiva. We talk to say Sheva bracha is all 7 days, for Chassanim Min HaMinyan. And any day, if you only have 9 with the Chassin, as long as there's Ponim Chadoshes there, we say Sheva brachas. O Birchas Aveilam Yasara, Kol Shiva. And all 7 days also is an inyan to say the special bracha by the base oval. But these 7 days of Avelus, V'yein Avelim in a minyan. The oval is not included in the minyan. So now, for what purpose, what bracha do we say all 7 days? For the Gemara, so far we only learned about the bracha and the rechoiva. That means outside, when he came home, the first suda eats is called the sudas havroah. During that suda we say brachas. But for the Gemara, birchos rechoiva kol shiva meyika. Do we have the Birchas Rechayv all 7 days? Look, it's only the first Suda you have. When you come out from the Kfura, the first Suda you have, that's called the Suda Savruah. The next Suda, there's nothing special about it. So where do you have a Bracha all 7 days? Tumar says, yes. Mishkachas Lod upon him Chadoshes. Master, the Pshat is, the first Suda you have, you feel terrible. That's when the Chosah feels the worst. So then you're supposed to have 10 people saying a Bracha to him to be Menachemim. So Mashmu, throughout the 7 days, if you have somebody new coming to the house, like any time you see somebody new, again, you feel much bitzar, it makes the pain come back again. So any time somebody new came to Menachem Oval, if there were 10 people then, they would have to say this Birchas Avelim, all 7 days. Well, the Maisa, we don't do this. But in the most times, the Indians say this Brach all 7 days. So any day by the Suda, if you have somebody new coming into the base oval, there would be a chiv that if you have 10 people to say this bircha, bracha, menachem oval. So therefore, if you need 10 people, and the oval is not part of the minyan.
where it says Kiho de Rav Chiya Baraba. And what's happened by Rav Chiya Baraba? Mikri b'nei de Resh Lakish. Rav Chiya Baraba was the Rebbe that taught Resh Lakish's son Mikra, taught him Chumash. The Yamrilon, some say, Masni bread of Resh Lakish. Know that Rav Chiya Baraba was the Rebbe, the Mishnayis Rebbe. He taught Resh Lakish's son Mishnayis. The first sheet was Rav Chiya Baraba taught Resh Lakish's son Chumash. And the second shot is no. Rav Chiya Baraba taught Resh Lakish's son Mishnayis. It was his son's Mishnayis Rebbe. Have Yishachav Layinuka. What happened was Rav Chiya Baraba, the Rebbe's son, died. Not Resh Lakish's son, but Rav Chiya Baraba, the Rebbe's own son, his son died. So Yoyme Kama Layoz Lagabei. The first day Resh Lakish did not go to Menachem Avil. Hazai Resh Lakish, Rebata was his Rebbe's son, the Chuvi should go to Menachem Avilim. So the first day Resh Lakish didn't go to Menachem Avilim. Lamachar, the second day ready, Dabre Le Yehuda Bar Nachmeni Meturgmei. Resh Lakish took along with him, Yehuda Bar Nachmeni the Meturgma. He was a Meturgma, he used to stay over things, he was an person that stayed over. He took him with him. So when he went to Menachem Avil Amalei, he told Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, Kum Eim Emilsa. Go say something here. We'll buy the Beis Ovel now. Mashma, they were Panim Chadoshes. Somebody knew. He wasn't there the first day. He's there the second day now. It's Panim Chadoshes. So he has to be Menachem Ovel now. So go say something to the Ovel. Say something to Rabbi Chiya Baraba. So he said like this. He says, Kokovel Yenuka, Posach. Like when you come to say Menachem Ovel for Yenuka, he started off saying like this. Rashi learns, Kokovel Yenuka means, Lenegram ura devorim nichumim al misa sayelid. He wanted to talk about what happened here. That is, the Rebbe Chiya lost his son. So this Meturgim now came to say words about the Rebbe that lost his son. The Yomri said like this. The Pasuk says, Vayara Hashem Hashem so vayinet Hashem became angry. Mikas bonav ubenoisav. That he saw the way his children were doing bad things, Hashem got angry. Dor, so it says like this, Dor. Sha'ovois menatzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the door that the fathers do averus, that Hashem get angry, is koyes abneim v'abneseim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at their children. Umeisim k'shem ketanim. And that's why sometimes young children die. So Kisa, what he's saying is, that you know why a young child die? Because you did averus. So Sonsi L'chur is not called a nichum. If anything, it made him feel very bad. He came to say a posik that when the fathers do bad averus, Hashem sometimes kills their kids. And that's why here the Rebbe's son died, mashma, because the Rebbe was doing averus. Vika the army, something like this. Bocher Hevi. The son that died wasn't the Yenuka, wasn't the young child. He was a Bocher ready. Vachi Kamalei. This is what the Meturgim said. Posik says, Arkein, Al Bechurav Yismach Hashem. Because of the Bechurim, the young ones, Hashem is not happy. V'yes Yisayma, V'yes Amonaisav Le'irachim. Hashem won't have Rachmanis upon the Yisaimim and upon the Amonis. Ki chuloi chona fumora. Because they're all doing very bad things. For chopeh doivin of Allah. And they're all saying very bad things. They're talking nivopeh. V'chol zois. With all this, l'shav apoy, Hashem doesn't take away his anger. V'yoid, and more than that, yodah netuya, that his hand is stretched out. So first thing Gemara says now, my v'yoid yodah netuya, what does it mean that your hand is stretched out? So where it says, Omer Rav Chonin Barav, that like this, Hakel Yoidin Kala Loma Nichlas Elochupa. Everybody knows what is the Kala going into Chupa for? His to have Bia. The Ika Chupa is the Yichud Av, that's a Mokim to have Bia. Ela, for this still, Kol Amenavo Piv, whoever talks about it, and speaks out a Moitza Dibin of Olam Piv, and talks about the way now the Chosim and Kala are going to live together, to have Bia together, is Afilo Nechtem Lo Gzadino Shashiv Mishon L'Toivam. Even though the person was a tzaddik up until now, that Hashem put a gzadin for 70 years, he'll have a good life, 70 years of good life. Nefachol of l'ro. Right now, though, for doing this nibble pair, to speaking out about what the chosn and kal is doing right now, you'll ruin it, you'll lose your 70 years of tzaddik. It'll be turned over to 70 years of ra. So the kid said, that's what this maturgim said to the Rebbe, to Reb Chiya. Either it was Yenuka that died, so he said of the psukim that Hashem kills young children because of the averus the father did. Or else the child was a bocher that died. So he also says Hashem is angry because they did averus. Because the parents did averus, Hashem takes away the bocher. So for the Gemara, at also lenachumei, tzurei komet sayerlei. Like Resh Lakish asked him, I told you to say, divrei tanchumim, say nice things, make the Rebbe feel good. And what did you do? You said things to make him feel terrible. Like, what do you do here? So he answered back, no. He answered back, Kochi Kamalei. This is what I meant to say. That Choshiv At Leyatfu Seyadora. That you, Rebbe, you're such a choshev person that you are able to take over your, like, achroi, it's your responsibility for the dor, for the people of the generation. In other words, it's not you that's doing the averis. The other people of the generation were doing averis. But Hashem always takes it out on the tzaddikim, like it's their fault why they didn't take better care of their dor. So the kids say, hell, that you're such a great tzaddik, that's why Hashem is holding you responsible for the dor. So that was the tanchumin. True, your son died, but you know your son died because you're a great tzaddik that you're responsible for the dor. Omalei, now Rosh Lakish told him, Kul neime milsa keneged shvucha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now stam say things keneged the shvach, stam give praise to Hashem. So Posach, so the Maturgim said like this, the Yomri opened up and said, Hakel HaGodol, Barayv Godloi Adir V'chozik, Barayv Noirois, how great you are, Mechaye Mesim, that Hashem and Mitzvah Hashem will be your Mechaye Mesim. He'll bring the dead alive again. But Mamora with his words, Oise Gedoyla Sadei Cheikra, Hashem does great things. For Nifloi Sadei Misper, we can't stop talking about it. Baruch to Hashem Mechaye Mesim. So that's a shvach he said to Hashem about the sinning of a Mesim now. That the Mesim is not Leilom, and Mitzvah Hashem will be a Tchias Mesim. And Rashi says, Okay, La Godla Brev Gudloi, Bebaruch Posach Bo. Baruch to Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Hokel HaGodol. In other words, like these are the Birchas of Elam that you say. The Gemara's times when you used to go to the Beis Ovel, they used to say these brachas there. So this is the Indian. If you have 10 people there, we say these brachas, but the Ovel is not Minam Inyan. Right, then Mashlokas told him, Omalei Kum Eima Milsa Keneged Avelim. Now go say something nice about the Avelim, the people that are sitting Ovel. So Posach V'yomi said like this, Acheinu our brothers, that you feel so bad and so low that you're an oval, that you lost somebody, you lost your son. To nu libchem, put your hearts lachker as zois, to think into this, that zoisiyoy medes lad, this is something that will stay forever. That means, in other words, Rashi says, shakir meisim, letivchu yesim idai, like don't cry, this is something that will always be. Misa always happens, everybody has to die. So don't cry that much that it happened right now. Nesivu Misheshishime Bracious. This is the root, the way that happens from the beginning of Bria Salam, that people have to die. Rabim Shasu, a lot of people drank, and Rabim Yishtu, a lot of people will drink. There's a lot of people died already, and a lot of people will die. Kemishta Rishina Kach Mishtach Reinim. The same way the first people died, that's the way the last people will die also. Hachenu Baal Nachmum, Yenachim Eschem, we should all be Menachem you, Baruch Menachem Avelim. The Baruch were Menachem the Avelim, used to say this bracha, B'shach they went to Menachem Avel. So Amr Abaye said back to the Meturgim, you should know, Rabim Shah Suleima. That's what you said, a lot of people drank already, a lot of people died already, that's alright. But Rabim Yishtu Leleima, that you shouldn't say, you're not supposed to Tifzach Pelasotin, don't open your mouth and say something bad, don't say a lot of people will die. Right, the Mishtah Rishayim Lema. Not that the first people get died already, that's all right. But Mishtah Achrayim, that people will die, again, Lema, don't say that. The Yomer Shlokish, the Yomer Shimon Ben Lokish. V'chein Tona, we learned, Mishmei the Reb Yosi. L'yoylo ma'yiftach odem piv l'satan. You should never open up your mouth and say to the satan like that something bad will happen to you. It's no good. What a person says out of his mouth is a bris krusa. What you say, sometimes Hashem does. Just like there's an Indian, we give somebody a bracha. Even if it's a simple person, if he gives you a bracha, it means something, take it serious. Because when a person says out of his mouth, it has something, it has power to do. Who would then, if you say it clearly, you say something bad, because of your deeper, it may happen. You should never say something bad. And Amr Rabbi Yosef Micro, where's the Pasuk? That Yishayahu said, Kistoima yinu la mara deminu. The door is so bad, we're like stoima, like a mara. Maya hadale, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Back to Yishayahu, we said, Shimul dva Hashem kitzine stoim. Hashem like called them back in Echnami. You're like the heads of stoim. But since you opened your mouth and you compared yourself to stoim and a mara, Hashem, like I said, that's the way you are. So you see, it's al tiftach pelasotin. Omalei, so now Rosh Lakish told him to Turgmim, Kum eime milsa keneged menachme avelim. Come and say something nice to all the people that are here. has to have to be 10 people there altogether. Because otherwise you don't say these brachas. So the kids said there were another 8 people there. So Rish Lakish told him a Turgrim now, say something nice about the people that came to Menachem Avol. His pasuk v'yomer, he started and said like this, Acheinu, our brothers, goyim lechasodim. You're doing kind deeds. V'nei goyim lechasodim. You're children of goyim lechasodim. Hamachzikim b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. That you take after the bris of Avraham Avinu. Shenemar, it says by Avraham Avinu, ki yedatib l'manashitzav es bon of Achrov. That what he did chesed with his children, he made his children go in the right way. Rashi b'risa shel Avraham, shegomo chasodim d'chsiv v'yito eshel. That he planted the eshel, the tree, that he gave other people this so much chesed with. What's the table? What's Eshel? Achila, Shti, and Levia. That is Eshel, Avraham Avinu gave people teat to drink and a place to sleep. He had his hotel there, his motel he had there. That was his Eshel. Machlekes to Gemara. One man says the Eshel means he had a tree that he used to get an orchard. And the other man says Eshel means a motel. He used to have a people to lodge there, to come there, to eat there, to drink there, to sleep there. So Avraham Avinu did chesed. People come to Menachem Avol, he's doing the meat of Avraham Avinu. Achenu bal hagomel is Yishalim lechem gemuchem. Like Achenu, our brothers bal hagomel, Kodesh Baruch Hu should pay you back. And Baruch to Hashem Yishalim hagemul. Hashem pays back the gemul. So Omalei, now Rish Lakish told them at Turgimim, Kum eima milsa kenega kol Yisrael. Let's say something now kenega the whole Klal Yisrael. Posach v'yomi said like this: Ribbono Hashem Olamim, Pedei v'hatzel malei toshei yamcha Yisrael. Save us, protect us, save Klal Yisrael. Min ha-dever, from a plague, min ha-cherev, from the sword, min ha-bizo, min ha-shidofon, also from shidofon is a plague, the water comes to shidofon, floods, min yurokon, a sickness, when we call min ha-pronis, any type of bad things that happen to us, the structures of us, the Erlam, terem, nikro, v'yatasana, before we yell to you, Hashem answers us. Baruch ato Hashem, oitzer ha-magefus. Hashem holds back the magefus. So kids, so this is the Indian of saying these brachas by the Avelim. And the kids, every time they had upon them chadoshes, any time in the Gemara's times when they had somebody new coming to Menachem Avol, and there were 10 people there, they used to say these brachas. Right, Omer Ula, for Yarmulov Mastis and Torah, the Brisa we learned, Asorwa Koises Tiknu Chachom Beis Ovel. The Katril, they're Mesakin that the Beis Ovel should drink 10 Koises, 10 cups of wine he should drink. So drash el arbes loy bishtiyek nasiv to nu sheichel oivet v'yayin lamori nefesh. Since an ovel feels bad, we want to help him cheer up a little bit, so you give wine. Wine helps a sorrow person cheer up. So it used to be at the corner to drink 10 cups of wine. Shloisha koidem achila, 3 before they started to eat, kadei liftoyach es b'nei meyev, to make him be able to eat. Shloisha b'toyach achila, kadei lishres achila, to swallow down the food, shebe meyev in his stomach. And 4 after the achila, echo kineged azon, v'echo kineged birchas oretz, v'echo kineged bani yishlayim, v'echo kineged tov yametiv. Then I see for layim, they added onto this arba another 4 cups. Echo kineged chazon yir, kineged the chazonim of the city, v'echo kineged panasayir, the panosim, the people, Rashi shoyashirim, the rich people, mazvazim amoinom lekfuras aniyim, that used to give out money to help the poor people be buried, so we give them back the yashikoyach. V'yechad k'neged Beis Hamikdash, v'yechad k'neged Rabbi Gamliel. A special cup, we'll soon see what that was, because of Rabbi Gamliel's takona. So kids, at the end, they drank 14 cups. So Gemara says, Eschilu ha-yeshoysin ha-mishtakrin. What comes out, they started to drink and get shika. And that they don't want. They just wanted to cheer up a little bit the chas, the yovel. But not to make him shika. They brought it back to the beginning, only to have 10 cups, and not 14. So Gemara, what was the 14th cup? My Rabbi Gamliel, what was the special takana of Rabbi Gamliel? Titania, we learned like this. For Rishayin at the beginning when they used to bury people, they used to make tachrichim, very expensive tachrichim, where is the last suit he's going to wear. So he used to make it $1,000 suit to put on the mace. Hoysoytsoyis ha-mace kosher, lekroivov, yoysimim misosoy. People used to feel worse about the money they're going to have to pay to buy the suit, to make the kvura, more than they felt bad about that the father died. When the parents used to die, somebody died, instead of feeling bad about they lost somebody, they used to start feeling bad. Oy vey, I have to pay the Chevra Gadisha such a big bill. They start to feel a bit worse about that. Achoyo manicha moisod used to leave their father alone there. Obarchim, run away. Let the Chevra Gadisha take care of it. They ran away. They didn't want to pay the bill. Is Achiborom Gamliel, V'nagel kalas b'yatzma, Gomil came, and when he was nifter, he left the tzavor about himself. V'yitziyuyu b'kli pishtim. He said, bury me in the most simplest clothing possible. Klei pishtim. That's where we should make my tachricha from. And v'nagel kolam acharav l'hoitze b'kli pishtim. That was the minigetzer of Gomil, that not to put expensive clothing on the mace, but to make it most simple, so we have it right now also, tachrichim, a very simple clothing. And Omer Papa Vaidna Nog Alma Afilu Bizar de Bazuza. Today the mini gears, like Rashi says, beggar canvas. Very simple cloth. Shein the Shav El Adina, it's not much worth a penny. Kids are the most simplest cloth you can have, that's what you're supposed to put upon the mace. That was Rabbi Gamliel's takana, and because of that, like by the Avelim, they used to have a special kois, like to thank Rabbi Gamliel. That was the last four cups. But they saw that was too much to have 14 cups, they get chicker, so they brought it back to where it was before, only to have 10 cups. This man is there, we don't have this minute to drink the 10 cups, and to have these brachas. Alright, we'll stop here.